Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Corey Johnson, no white clam pizza pie for you?
Clams in a pizza.
You just don't know what you're
pineapple
missing.
There's things people like in their pizzas that I don't like. But we're seeing strange combinations these days. For example,
yes,
business leaders and politics. Very early on, we've got this huge group of companies here opposing the White House's action against immigrants, and really a change in maybe the way that business leaders have approached politics from what we've seen in the past. So we're going to dig into that a little bit, but first.
And very interesting considering how many businessmen, business people we have in the Trump White House.
Yeah, being opposed by business. Catherine Cowherd's got the latest in business headlines. Beyond that, Catherine, what are you looking at?
Well, Corey, an earlier stock market rally has faded after it sent the Dow and NASDAQ to intraday records. Investors are weighing the latest earnings report from companies including Michael Kors and General Motors. Now, energy producers are down the most as the price of crude oil extends yesterday's decline. Investors continue to await more details of President Trump's policies. On Bloomberg TV today, Lloyd Blankfein, chief executive of Goldman Sachs, said the Trump administration's talk tends toward stimulus.
Lower taxes, lighter regulation, and I'm not just talking about financial services, across a lot of different industries, spending on infrastructure and possibly the military as well, are all highly stimulative.
We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day on Bloomberg Radio. Dow Industrial Average up 33 points, an eighth of a percent, trading at 20,085. Right now, we find the S&P 500 up just a fraction. It is holding steady at 2292. The NASDAQ up 8 points, an eighth of a percent, to 56.71. West Texas Intermediate crude oil down 84 cents a barrel, 1.6%, to 52.17. Spot gold up $2.80 an ounce to 1234.90. 10-year Treasury up 5/32 with a yield of 2.3894. Among today's top business stories, General Motors posted a solid fourth quarter performance, but its shares are sharply lower. What's to blame? Well, analysts say swelling inventories, rising incentives, and a flat car market mean GM's future could be tough. Could it be profit-taking? CEO Mary Barra has accelerated cost cuts. She's been able to lay off workers making models that are struggling in showrooms. GM's chief financial officer says he's expecting 2017 to be another very strong year. Now let's take a look at some of the other stories we're following on Bloomberg Radio today.
Thank you, Catherine. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. This news update is brought to you by Bentley University. What do tying up the finances at Converse and managing asset allocations at J.P. Morgan have in common? A business degree from Bentley University. Because business is everywhere. Prepare here. The U.S. Army Corps says in a court filing it has notified Congress that it plans to grant an easement for the Dakota Access Pipeline. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging Democrats to move forward in confirming President Trump's cabinet nominees.
Now is the time, as the Democratic leader said, to put country before party.
Supporters of Betsy DeVos are hailing her confirmation today as education secretary, saying it's a chance to breathe new life into a troubled American school system. But critics like California Congresswoman Judy Chu accused President Trump of not caring about what's best for the nation.
We know that they were holding a position that was so important because never have we had somebody so unqualified to head the Department of Education. In fact, far from draining the swamp, President Trump has chosen to prioritize his billionaire friends over the American people.
Vice President Mike Pence had to cast an historic record-breaking tie in the Senate to confirm DeVos's nomination. As police continue to investigate the murder of a New York City jogger, the suspect's attorneys are urging the public, quote, not to rush to immediate judgment. Karina Vetrano was killed while running near her Queens home last August. Chanel Lewis is charged with her murder. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Jill Schneider. This is Bloomberg. Catherine?
Thank you. And now let's get a quick update of those equity benchmarks. Dow Industrial Average up 29 points at 20,081. S&P 500 is turned lower, down half a point at 2,292. NASDAQ up 6 points at 56.69. Bloomberg Markets is brought to you by Proper Cloth, the leader in men's custom shirts. With proprietary smart size technology and top-rated customer service, ordering a custom shirt has never been easier. Visit ProperCloth.com to order your first custom shirt today. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Catherine Cowdery. You listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
It's the work that we avoid.
This next guest, rather timely, considering we have a government and new administration that's increasingly chock full of business people. Bill Boulding is Dean of Duke University's Fuqua School of Business. He has been looking at the blurring lines between business and politics. He's based in Durham, North Carolina, but he found his way to our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Great to be here.
When you say that you're looking at the blurring line between business and politics, what specifically? Because we certainly are, too, when we see an increased business presence, if you will, in Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So one aspect is simply that politicians have been weighing into and essentially criticizing the business community to a greater extent than they have previously. And you saw this in the presidential campaign, where whether you were Democrat or Republican, there was enormous criticism of the business community. And if you look at the discontent that Trump tapped into, it's an unhappiness with the global economy and the role of business in that global economy, in terms of the reality that some people have been left behind, and that not all lives have been improved by business.
There's some irony in that, right? I mean, this notion that you've got billionaire business people. Multimillionaire business people largely in the votes of people who are lower middle class or middle class who feel like the big business hasn't been taking care of them.
There is irony there, certainly. But at the same time, I think that we have to listen to that message and recognize that as what we teach in business school, the importance of globalization and interdependence and the ability to improve lives through global economic activity, we have to recognize that a lot of the innovation that has driven the rise of the global economy has left behind empty factories and empty towns and people who don't see much upside. And so, you know, setting aside the irony, we better pay attention and we better come up with solutions that we drive innovation that not only reduces the cost of the goods and services and increases the quality, but also we think about what it is that we're replacing and make sure there are opportunities for the people who are now out of work.
So the responsibility is what, tell me if I'm catching this right, the responsibility of people who maybe have been left behind, it's not just government's responsibility, but it is corporations
So this is part of the blurring, which is we may have thought of kind of the social safety, the safety net that comes from government, but why don't we think about providing some support from the business community?
Well, Bill, is it that you see the model as somebody like a Tony Hsieh of Zappos, who's working to kind of revitalize the old downtown Las Vegas? Is it Dan Gilbert, who's trying to do things in Detroit? You know, is it Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, who are, you know, dealing with getting us all out into space, that it's become a more private sector things? Are these the kind of things that we need to see on a grander scale?
They are. So what you see is, and this is kind of some of the criticism of the business community, and we've seen examples that perpetuate the storyline, is a degree of selfishness or greediness that has led people to believe all you care about is putting money in your own pocket instead of improving the lives of your customers, your employees, and the communities in which you operate. And so part of what we now see are a number of business leaders who are taking the responsibility for not just doing well, there's nothing wrong with doing well and making money, but also taking on the responsibility of doing good and making positive improvements. And in another example,
which is not enough.
You have to do more than just make money. You have to think about your responsibility for making the world a better place in some way, for taking the social responsibility, and we've left that to governments, but. Well, governments are kind of locked into political infighting in a way that they haven't been able to come up with productive solutions.
I'll give you the latter, but the former, I would argue that you know, taxes on businesses they distribute the success of those businesses, part of the success of those businesses, a minority of that, although, you know, people can argue about the number, but that's ostensibly how the system works, is it taxes those people who've been successful and those companies that have been successful and uses them, passes that money to government to use for the greater good.
I think that that's right, and that we had a model like that that worked for many years, but now what we're seeing is we're having so much debate in terms of the political fights that we're not coming to solutions that lead us to the common good.
Well, maybe the political system has to change a little bit too.
This is the other part of it is that business is leaning into the political arena as you see the pushback around the executive order on immigration.
Right.
They've pushed back in many other domains, and that's the flip side of this conversation.
And a conversation that no doubt will continue for years to come, and certainly this year. Bill Boulding, thank you. He's the dean at the Duke University's Fuqua School of Business, based in Durham, North Carolina, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Coming up, folks, to check on your top business stories and an update on today's trading session, you are listening to Bloomberg Radio. Bloomberg Markets brought to you by Command Financial. The business world is constantly evolving. Is your financial printer evolving with it? Call 212-274-0070 and learn how Command Financial is redefining financial printing. CommandFinancial.com.